right.
I have George Mahon with me, and I told George how you were concerned about the $2 billion cut.
Right.
Would you talk with him,
please? Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Mr.
Right.
Mr. President.
George, how are you?
Fine. John was just talking to me about the defense budget cut.
Well,
you, of course, were out of the country part of this time,
sure,
and so forth. Now, actually, of this $2 billion cut, about half of it is paper.
I see.
Paper cut, because the authorization had been cut, so we couldn't, that's half billion we couldn't have appropriated. And then we voted to delay some projects because they weren't actually ready to go to contract, we felt. Now, there were some cuts in the personnel appropriation, which I think probably can't be justified. And
right.
McNamara has asked for a reclama on about half a billion of this.
Right, right.
And I don't think we're hurt here, but now I'm perfectly agreeable to working closely with you and Bob McNamara on this matter.
Well, what I was saying this morning, what I'm concerned about is that on the one hand, we got this business in Korea, and then the Russians could go sour any day. There, I have no confidence in them. I think we ought to pursue with them what we can, because we don't know what it will bring. But I'm always conscious that it could go as bad as it's gone in the past. And then I didn't want to look like the Democrats cut the military, because you know how the American people are. One month later, they're saying, well, why didn't you do more? And I noticed an article in U.S. News and World Report last week, which said about the Democrats, which was inaccurate, but which sort of suggested the Democrats were disarming too much.
Yeah. Well, now, that's what has worried me, this armament talk. So.
That's right. I think we ought to stay very strong, and then we ought to be willing to talk. That should be our posture. But I wouldn't want to have them get us on the grounds of, and I think one of the most creditable things that we've been able to do is this build-up of our military strength. And I think if we are able to talk, one of the reasons is because we can say, well, because we've done a lot in the military. So I'm anxious that we maintain that position to the extent possible.
Well, I agree with you 100%, and I think one of the reasons why you've been able to make some progress here in this test ban thing,
that's right, is because they think we got some.
Is that we have gone up about $7 billion in programs,
right,
and this is something they can understand.
Right. Well, that's what I'm right here. As a matter of fact, George, what's your suggestion as to how we can, the best way to try to work it out so that we make sure that we're not, as I say, we may be in trouble in Korea in a week, so we want to be sure that we're looking.